Blog Talk Radio.
Gloria, she made me better than me.
Continually be in my mouth. Good morning, everybody. I'm so sorry for the ones who dialed in. It was on mute all that time. I'm so sorry. Good morning, you guys. Good morning, everyone. I think I'm on mute here, too. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Can you all hear me? I had you guys on mute. Lord have mercy. And I'm steady talking. Just one moment. You all hear me good? Good morning, everybody. Are y'all excited about today? Good morning, good morning. Let me try something here. I'm going to put this in here so you all can even hear me even better. Good morning, everybody. Oh, my gosh, I had you guys on mute the whole time. I'm sitting here running my mouth and talking. But I was saying on this morning, good morning, everybody. Good morning, Donna. Good morning. Good morning, Mom. Amen. Good morning, Astar Nietzsche. How are you? Good morning on this morning. So how about on this day, we're going to be talking about just go, because if you don't go, you won't get it done. If you don't move out, you won't get there. Just go and move out on that thing. I don't care what that thing is on today that you're moving for. You may could be moving out for a better attitude, being at peace, you know, having a better mindset, accepting some things that we so often push out. You know what I'm saying? I mean, what I'm saying to you is that you just got to keep on moving, keep pushing, keep going, because sometimes you don't know how you're going to help somebody else out. And I know in life when we look, we always here to help somebody. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's your job, to help somebody else out. Mm-hmm. Being a Christian, oh, yes, that's what we do, because that's what Jesus did. Amen. But let us pray. Father God, we thank and we bless you. We lift you up and we give you the highest praise, oh, God. We thank you for today and we thank you for every day. We thank you for moving and shaking, God. We thank you for just being all-knowing, all-powerful, all-beautiful. We thank you, God, for today, God. It's in Jesus' most precious name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you to everyone who dialed in, who's listening to the replay on YouTube or Facebook Live, who dialed in. We are Blog Talk Radio. We everywhere, guys. Well, on this morning, I wanted to talk about moving forward and don't let go. Keep moving in that place where you are. And it's so easy for us to quit and say, we done with this thing. We not moving forward. We ain't doing nothing else. God will give you the strength to keep going, to keep pushing, to fight, and keep doing what he's called you to do. And I'm not saying that's the easy place to be. Always have to keep pushing. Always got to keep fighting. No, but that's how you want to get to the other side. That's how you want to get to your destiny. That's how you want to get on your journey and get back on the right track. And even when you find yourself falling off, get back on that thing. On this morning, this is one of my favorite scriptures. And this scripture really empowers me all the time. And I so love it. And I often talk about it on the podcast, and it's Psalm 139:14, and most of us all know this. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully, wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works. Marvelous are thy works. So when God created us, he created us not junk. He created us not trash. I don't care what nobody else, how they may look and see us. We're not trash and we're not junk. We are beautiful and marvelously worked, marvelously made, and marvelous is thy work, which is God's work, how he created us. It's marvelous. Amen. It's marvelous. I love that song too. You got to read it. Marvelous are thy works. Marvelous are thy works. And that my soul knoweth right well. Amen. And that my soul knoweth right well. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works. Everything you do within Christ is marvelous. Everything you do within him, everything that God has done is marvelous. And is still doing is marvelous. So you got to look at things in a different light. Even when the light that we look at doesn't seem right, you got to see what you want it to be. My spiritual mother, Dr. Moore, always say, look at your bank account how you want it to be. Don't look at what's in there. Look at your destiny. Look at you. Look at yourself how you want it to be. When you're looking at your children, your grandchildren, your great-great-grandchildren, your nieces and nephews, look at them how you want them to be and not what you see. Amen. So on this morning, I'm not going to be on here before you long. I just wanted to come on here and just get a word of encouragement to know who you are. Know who you are when you walk into the room. I've been on this here fitness journey. And for those, the Empowered to Win, June 24th, it's going to be off the chain, you guys. You guys got to register. Don't miss the early bird special. It's $35. It's so much that's going to come with that. You all got to jump in and get on and say, good morning. Good morning, Dominique. And that beautiful baby, yes, grown up so beautifully. Yes, she is. Yes. So you all got to come and register for Empowered to Win workshop. It's going to be an all-one-day conference. So you're going to have so many good treats and nuggets and words and gifts and food. You got to come and be empowered because sometimes we need those pick-me-uppers. I know that's such a word because I used to use it all the time when I was younger. So picking me up, and sometimes you need to be picked up, to be empowered, to be renewed, to be restored, to be replenished. Come on out on June the 24th and don't miss the early bird special. For $35, you're going to get a whole lot. Amen. So this is my third time doing one. It's going to be in Philadelphia at my church, St. Paul Chapel. Information on my Hope Victorious page and also my Wanda Martin Woodard page and my Instagram. Hope Victoria's too, my YouTube. Well, I've got posted on YouTube, but everything, all my other social media channels is going to be there. Bring your nieces, your granddaughters, your daughters, your next-door neighbors, your daughters ages 7 to 14, because we're going to be pouring into our younger diamonds. We're going to have a separate workshop for them, which is going to be so awesome. So bring them, amen, and register. So I'm just going to continue to talk about just moving forward and knowing who you are. I came from Psalm 139:14. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. I've learned in this journey to keep going, to keep pushing, even when it feel like I don't have no fight in me, keep going. And you'll be surprised when people show up. They may show up, but not look like how they showed up. Those are the pushers. Because sometimes you can show up all glamorous, looking all beautiful, but on the inside you feel like crap. You're like, oh, my gosh, I don't even know how I even got to this place. But guess what? The key is to keep moving. The key is to keep pushing. No matter how you show up, you showed up. That's the key. No matter how you show up, you still showed up. So you have to just be encouraged on today to keep moving in that place. I've been on this here journey in terms of being physical, being fit, you know, because sometimes when you're young, you don't watch what you put inside your body. And you just be like, okay, I can just put anything in there. But when you get older, you can't just put anything in your body anymore, you know. And how about being young in this day and age and within the food when I tell you, you can't be just putting anything in your body. I'm grateful because my two children, they are like, fit. They are like 5, they work out, they eat proper foods. You know, I had to catch up with them. But, you know, that's their lifestyle and how they eat, you know. So, and it's really good. It's a healthy way of eating. They don't eat a lot of junk food. Everything is fresh and that's what they do. But guess what? Now mama is catching up. Amen. So I've been on this here fit journey. It's not even about the weight loss. It's just about being healthy on the inside, being fit, you know, and some of us have high blood pressure, we're diabetics, we have all kind of illnesses going on, but
it's up to us to fight those things, trusting God because he is a healer. He is a healer. I put a video up of me working and exercising and moving forward because let me tell you, I'm not playing no games. And do I feel like getting up and exercising? No. But guess what I do? Because guess what? Because when we wake up, we put everything else in the place of taking care of ourselves. We give to so many other people and don't give to ourselves. And we put ourselves in the back burner. Let me tell you, my kids is grown now, but when they were little, mommy found time for her, and I found time for me on Fridays. Wasn't nothing getting in my way. Even if it was 2 hours, I still found time for myself. And my sisters always say, oh, my gosh, girl, you always find time for yourself. Yeah, I did, because it was so important, because I was a better mother at that time. Well, I'm still a mother, better mother, but they were younger than a better mother, a better person. Back then when my children was young, I was married, a better wife. You know what I'm saying? So you become a better person even if a woman just gives just 2 hours, even if there's men listening in, even if you give yourself an hour or two, you become a better dad, become a better friend, brother, son, co-worker. Just give yourself time. And even though that was maybe once every week, but guess what? I found time for myself once every week. Even if we just went to the store, just walk around the store, I just found joy in that, just cleansing my mind. So I'm encouraging you all today, if God has called you to do something and you've been struggling with that thing because how people are perceiving you and looking at you, the word on today is go, because if you don't go, you won't get it done. If you don't move out, nothing will get accomplished. You got to walk out in that thing that God has called you to do. Even if you still in your mind, God, should I do it? I'm not sure if that's you. I don't hear you. I hear you, but I can't figure out if that's your voice or not, God, or is it me, something I want. You start walking in that direction. God will let you know, okay, no, baby, over to the right, no, over to the left. Sometimes you got to walk out and start doing some things, and God will tell you, I think you should shift it and do it in this direction. I think you should do it in that direction. I don't know why I am getting, like, a call right now. Sorry, you guys. Okay, I'm sorry. So what I'm saying to you is that keep moving, keep going. You know, be not weary and well doing, but in due season ye shall reap if you faint not. Be not weary and well doing. Be not weary in doing well. Be not weary in doing good. Because sometimes in the midst of doing great things, we get so weary in the midst of it. No, don't be weary in well doing. But in due season, ye shall reap if you faint not. Because sometimes we faint before God blesses. We faint before the miracle. We faint just before God opened up the door for us and say, here, baby, there you go. Woo! I'm telling you, you got to hold on. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. See, God's hand never changes. Man hand, oh, it'll change all day on you. You shake their hand, that hand will change all day on you. I know you got some friends whose hands have changed all the time, but God's hand will never change when you hold on to his hand. That's the beautiful thing about God, is that he's the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. He's so powerful. He's so great. He's so awesome, and I just love him because he loves me. He loves us, guys. He loves you all. He loves you, and even if God didn't bless, I still would love him because he's omnipresent. He's omnipotent. He's just everything, so powerful, and I love him. I'm drawn to him, and I just love him. You all got to love on God. And those times that you feel like you can't get up, and those times, and I'm going to repeat this again because sometimes when we wake up in the morning, we do our devotions, we put everything else before ourselves. We put everything else before who we are. We put everybody else before us, and we be exhausted at the end of the day where we can't even give to ourselves. Sometimes we go to sleep before we even eat because we're so tired and we're so exhausted because we put everybody before us. I had to learn the hard way, putting everybody before me and leaving Wanda out, leaving me out. It took me almost, 54 to get there to say, hey, wait a minute. It took me a long time, but guess what? I got there. And I thank God I got there. Thank God I didn't leave this earth without getting there because I had to start, you know, separating some stuff and putting stuff in order, because it's always them, them, them. And what about me? Your phone is ringing. You got emails. You get inboxes. People pulling when Tommy walk out the door. Everybody just grabbing on you, and you don't have time for yourself. And then when you deplete it, who's pouring into you? And I guarantee you, like a mama always said, when folks stress you out, they're going to go right to the next person, and they're going to stress them out too. Amen? Amen. My mama told me that. She said, when people get finished stressing you out, they're just going to go to the next person. They're going to stress them out. So you have to know when to say no. You got to know when to say, I can't do that right now. You got to know how to prioritize your own stuff, because if you don't, people will wear you down. And it's not that we don't want to give to people, but they will wear you out. And my mama is right, because when they get finished with you, they go on to the next person. When you're dead and gone, they go on to your funeral crying, and they get right up and looking at the next person where they could go and stress out. They literally sit seeking out the whole room. Who can stress you out? So I had to learn how to prioritize. And this was another thing, because I used to always say, oh my God, I feel so bad about it. I'm a Christian and I can't say no. You can't say no. You didn't stress yourself out, girl. What you mean you can't say no? If you can't do it, you can't do it. You overly exhausted or overly exerting yourself, and you are exhausted, and you still pouring. And at the end of the day, who's pouring into you? So I had to learn how to prioritize some things and not so get so caught up in my mind about I'm a Christian. Oh, my God, I can't say no. Oh, yes, I know when to say no. I know when my phone rings. If I can't get to it right then, I can't get to it right then. And guess what? They will wait. If not, they will go to the next person. And that's how I am, you know. That's it for me. That's just how I feel about that. But it took me years to get to that place after being exhausted. After being, you know, and also accepting jobs and duties that wasn't even mine, things that didn't even belong to me, but I felt like I had to do it because somebody asked me to do it, and that wasn't even my lane. And I'm like, why am I trying to create something that's not my lane? And I know it's not, but I'm just trying to, I'm saying yes to somebody because I feel like, oh, my God, I'm a Christian. I'm going to say no to them. Well, I had to. Because if that wasn't my lane, that's not what God called me to do, because then it becomes busy work. You busy doing this, busy doing that, busy doing this. No, stop being busy. Know the lane that God has put you in and go, because when he says go, because if you don't go, it won't get done. That's what my word is on today. Go and keep moving and keep pushing, because if you don't, it won't get it done. It won't get done. Stuff is not going to pop up on your lap. Okay, yeah. No, some things do and some things don't. Some things you got to work for that thing. So keep moving forward in life and learn how to prioritize your own self. When you have little ones, when you have grown children, when you have no children at all, prioritizing your time, prioritizing you so you can be effective. Because sometimes we're not effective because we're so busy doing this and doing that, moving here, moving there, and we all over the place and don't know where we should be because we're doing all this busy work. And when we get home, you can't tell me you sit back and you reevaluate the whole situation, the whole project you just did and say, why am I a part of that? That's not even my lane. That's not what God even called me to do. You have to know what's for you and what's not for you. Because if you don't, you will find yourself being so busy, so frustrated, and now you're mean, now you're grumpy, now you're nasty, you know, because you was doing something that you shouldn't have been doing because you didn't even have the time to fit it inside of what you're already doing. And it's okay to not look like you're busy. It's okay to not feel like I have to, that's me, I got to constantly have things going on. I can't sit still. My kids are like, Mom, still. And I'm going to give you this example, and it's something because I didn't even know over the years that this is how I have done things. So I was in a movie theater. When I see a movie with my children, and we was watching a movie, and a phone call came in. And my daughter looked at the phone, and she said, oh, Mom, you going to go take that? And I said, no, I'll get it later. Okay, so I'm saying to myself, oh, my goodness, so this is what I have done over the years, and my kids are accustomed to that. Now, I'm in the movie theater spending time with myself, spending time with my children. That phone call could have waited, But she was so sweet. She's like, Mom, you want to get that? Like, you're like, that's a norm. Like, you're supposed to get up from the movie theaters and go out and take that call. When I tell you, when I look back and I look back at that situation, I say, oh, my God, that was me. That was me all these years. This is how I did the important things, things that was important. I would step out just to take a call for somebody else. That's not cool, time. And guess what? That person waited, and I called them back the next day, and they were fine. You know what I'm saying? So I'm saying to you, like, oh, my God, or I'm on the treadmill, and somebody called them. Bam, I jump off and run outside. Are you serious? But I had to get to that place. When are you going to take time for yourself? Those calls go away. Things in ministry, things on your job, things in the community, things right now with your family, whatever's going on, because if you're not together, that's it. That's it for you. That's it for you if you're not together. So I had to learn, and I am so happy that I'm at a place where I finally woke up. It took me years to get to that place, but I finally got to that place. Amen. Finally got to that place. So, hi, Stephanie. How are you? So I'm getting ready to close out, guys. I hope that was a word of encouragement to you all on today to go, keep moving forward, learn to prioritize some things and take care of you, even if it's for 1 hour a day. 1 hour a week. I used to look forward to that hour. Do you hear me? And let me tell you, I am a busy person. Busy, but being busy, but being effective. And that's the thing. Being busy and being effective. And I'm at that place. And it's over right now. I got to get back to that thing. And whatever I can do today, okay, I just got to do that thing tomorrow. Hi, Keisha. I have to do that thing tomorrow. And that's where I'm at today. So I'm encouraging you all, because things that you can't get to right now, okay, take away, put it off, and do that thing tomorrow. Amen. And there's some things you know you got to do right then. So I hope this encouraged you all to take care of yourself, to move out in that thing God called you to do. Keep going, keep moving, just being great. And also register for Empowered to Win. June the 24th, I know you probably think you have a lot of time, but you got to catch the early bird special, and I'm so grateful for you all joining on this live one today. So go forward and be merry and have a great day. And I came from Psalm 139:14 on today. You're wonderfully and fearfully made. So let us pray. Father, we thank you and we bless you, God. We lift you up. We give you the highest praise, God. We thank you for today, and we thank you for every day, God. We thank you for moving and shaking, God. We believe you, God, for everything that you have done. We love you, Father. We love you, God. God, go before the Park family on today for the loss of their loved one there, God. We ask you, God, you would touch everyone who came on to the, who's going to watch the replay, those who are on live now, God. Touch, heal, deliver, set free, God. Replenish, restore, God. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for your healing power. We thank you for your power on today. But most of all, we thank you for your son, Jesus, dying across our sins that we may have everlasting life. You say in thy word, thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe that you have raised your son, Jesus, from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. We love you, Father. In this name, Jesus, most precious name, we do pray. Amen and amen. Go in peace. Know that God is on your side. Know that he loves you. Hope in God and know that you are victorious. Hope in God and know that you are victorious. God bless you all, and I see you all again on next Tuesday. And don't forget to register for Empowered to Win. It's going to be in Philadelphia on June the 24th. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So excited about that. Amen and amen. So I see you all next Tuesday. God bless you.